Well, Britain has always been ineffective. We've long rolled out the red carpet to dictatorships all around the world, from Saudi Arabia to these autocratic leaders of sort of Dubai, the United Arab Emirates and Qatar and all the rest of it. And now, the recent rolling out of the red carpet to Erdogan is nothing new per se. But that also, what's quite interesting and what's making Britain particularly subservient to Turkey is a sense of vulnerability after leaving the European Union. Britain has identified Turkey as a major trading partner, as a future ally, not just economic but militarily. It was quite symbolic that Prime Minister May, when she went over to America to see Donald Trump, she was one of the first people to be actually invited over to see him. She didn't fly home. She flew directly from America straight to Turkey to see President Erdogan. And so not only has May identified Turkey as one of the first countries they want to do a trade deal with post-Europe, but also there's a real sort of capability gap at the moment in the British military. The Typhoon, although there's been a recent order, it's struggling with orders. It's increasingly because it's quite an old, I'm talking about the Eurofighter now, but it's increasingly becoming a old fighter. It's only a fourth generation fighter. The only other fifth generation fighter that Britain is purchasing at the moment is I think it's called the F-22 Raptor from the United States, where we're a tier one partner. So there is some technology transfer there. But what really is unfortunate at the moment for the British military is there's a big capability gap in our in our ability to produce fifth generation fighters. And the what's interesting about the military deal that's been signed with Turkey is that we're going to be assisting them in building fifth generation fighters for them. And what that will do for us is not only will we be able to export a lot of technology to them and earn good money, but also the Turks will effectively be paying us to research fifth generation fighters. As our military budget shrinks, we do rely on countries like Saudi Arabia, who buy huge amounts of our arms, to actually help fund the creation of new technology and weaponry. It's just part of life. It's the military industrial complex. That is a major factor. It's the fact that Turkey is a major military export partner, or has the potential to become one, is actually almost more important to Britain than the economic interest as well of Turkey. So as a country, we're incredibly vulnerable to Turkey. If we stood up to them, they've got many other people they can do business with, whether it's Russia or it's the United States or anyone else, or France. There's a huge amount of vulnerability in Britain at the moment, and it's for those reasons.